Bunny arrived in Paris in 1886 to discover a swinging city where the radically new rubbed shoulders with the traditional. Like all expatriates, he wanted to scale the dizzy heights of success within the establishment art world. In Paris at that time, this meant recognition at the most prestigious exhibiting venue in Paris, the Salon. As a result, Bunny was keenly attuned to the subjects and artistic styles dominating the mainstream. At the turn of the century, there was a yearning for a return to nature and a pre-modern spirituality. And artists, including Monet, Matisse and Gauguin, flocked to the remote, unspoilt coast of Brittany. This appealed to Bunny's own poetic sensibility and his interest in mythology and classical themes, and he joined the throng, visiting Brittany annually to sketch and paint. During the late 1880s, he produced a series of large-scale, delicately coloured sea idols, peopled with mythological and pagan creatures, including merfolk. These gave him his first real taste of success at the salons. His painting Tritons, hanging here, got an honourable mention at the Paris Salon in 1890, the first time an Australian had achieved this distinction.